Hey everyone, welcome back to Hope for Today. Guess what? You need to be here today. I don't know why. What's God doing in your life? What's happening in your life? Listen, if you have a praise, put it in the comments below. If you have a prayer request, put it in the comments below. I am not a counselor. I'm just Lynn Wilson sharing God's word, but I can pray for you and I can rejoice with you on those praises. So if you've got something good to share, share it. If you've got something you need prayer about, put it in there. You don't have to get personal. You could just say, pray for me, and I can do that. I don't need to know the details. God already does. But I have great news for you. Did you know God's already in the solution? If you didn't hear my podcast last week, go back and listen to it. It's all about being having gratitude and having a joyful attitude and giving thanks for everything. But it's when life is sinking around you and you just feel like you're suffocating. Is there hope? There is hope. And I shared a little bit of my testimony. So go back and check that out. But God is in the solution. I have to keep reminding myself of that. There are times where I feel like, God's there. He's already got the answers. He's beyond the solution. But we're just in it and we've got to get through it. And yeah, we're in a broken world and we've got to walk in faith. And that is not easy. We have a mini series, if you want to call it, coming up on the 23rd Psalm. And I have been studying the 23rd Psalm and I see it in a whole different light. And I can't wait to share it with you. God has just given me some epiphanies, I guess I'd say, in my mind of clarification and true hope for me, at least. It's been hope that, like, wow, hope on how to get through my day in these troublesome times. You know, we all live with baggage. We all have people in our life that bring us down, situations, job, family, friends, whatever the case might be. We all have things, but you know where you need to go for the best place to find solutions? It's the Word of God. Right here. This is what you need. I know it's easy for me to say that. It's not always easy for me to hear that. It's easy to tell someone, oh, just pray about it. It's just as easy to say, did you go to God's Word? You know, I don't want to be a preachy type of person, but I will tell you that the Word of God is the answer. The answers are in the Word of God. So many of you are, there's a good number of you that are fairly new Christians, and there are some of you that are well-seasoned Christians. And if you're new, you don't know a lot of things. And when you're older and seasoned, you forget a lot of things. So we're going to close out this mini series and we're going to do basic Bible 101, Bible facts and uses. And we're going to just talk about the Bible. You know, who talks about the Bible anymore? Do we need the Bible? Do we use the Bible? So if you're new, it is a book, and it is called the Bible, and it is the Word of God, and it is God-breathed. There are a total of 66 books in the Bible. That's a lot of books. I don't know how many chapters are in the Bible or how many verses are in the Bible. I could probably ask if I had an Alexa or a Google in here, I could ask. But there are two testaments. One is called the Old Testament, and one is called the New Testament. So when I teach the kids in Sunday school, I tell them, you know, if you were to open the Bible in the middle, right, let's see, pretty much in the middle. Let's see if I can do it. About that. You're probably going to open up to either Psalms or Proverbs. That's pretty much the center of the Bible. But we have a number of books that are in the Old Testament, and then as you continue to go through, all of a sudden, you're going to reach the New Testament, which starts with the book of Matthew. The Old Testament starts with the book of Genesis. And if you open, I'm just going to, there you go, New Testament. So there is an Old Testament and a New Testament. The Bible is just plain and simple, a book of scientific facts, historical facts, it's a lineage. Who begat who? Who begat this one and who begat that one? And the name of Noah and his children and their children's names and so on and so forth. It is a book with guidelines for marriage, for raising children, and how to conduct ourselves every day. What do I need to do? Go check out the Bible. How do I handle that? Go check out the Bible. Does it tell me how to raise children? Read the Bible. It's a book that can help us with our finances. There are verses on what we should do with our money. There's verses on what we should be eating. There's verses on how to make a decision. There's verses on who our friends should be. There are verses that tell us what we should be thinking. There are verses to tell us the style of clothing we should wear. There are verses that tell us what we should or should not be looking at on the internet. As of 2019, the full Bible has been translated into over 700 languages. Now, this is 2023, so I don't really know currently where we're at, but in 2019, over 700 languages. However, there are over 7,000 languages in the world today where there's little to no translation, and that work still needs to be done. Wow. The Bible ranks number one in book sales. You know, the Bible, it's amazing. It's the only book I've ever known that somebody can read and literally have their life transformed. It's the only book that I've watched people read and find hope. That's true hope. It's the only book that I've seen people read to find clear direction, to find encouragement, to find help with anxiety, to find help with grief, and a place when you're happy, and maybe you just don't know what to do, and you open the Word of God, and you can find other verses about joy in the Bible. The Bible can help lead us to the understanding of who God the Father is, who the Lord Jesus Christ is, who is the Holy Spirit, what is the Trinity, what is heaven? What is hell? All these questions that we have. Will I live forever? Is there an eternity? Where do I go when I die? All of these questions are answered in the Bible. The biggest thing that I have found, and the only thing that's important, that the Bible talks about is eternity. The Lord says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world." He doesn't say a particular country, a particular nationality, a particular anything. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." And it also says, "For whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, we hear that verse a lot of times. They say that's the gospel in the nutshell. We hear that verse, and some of us have been Christians for many years and like, oh yes, I learned that in Sunday school. Some of you, that verse is new. That verse holds a lot of weight. You know, bottom line is this: you're going to stand before the Lord someday, and you're going to have to face him face to face. So will I. I'm not excluded from that. I actually cringe at the thought of, I'm excited, you know, meet the Lord Jesus Christ in person. To stand before him and just, oh, be in his presence. And then there's part of me that goes, oh, I have to stand before the Lord, the King of Kings, my Savior. What do I have to give him? What do I have to offer him? You know, I'm a peon. I have nothing. Then I look at my life and I know my thoughts. I know my attitude. I know my ungratefulness. I know I'm a sinner. I know I've done wrong. And then I think, oh, how could I stand before the Lord? I have nothing to give him. Oh, wait. I do have one thing. I have the Holy Spirit living inside me. I am a daughter of the King. If nothing else, There is nothing else that's needed. I am a daughter of the King. I am His daughter, my Heavenly Father. But I have such respect and reverence for the Lord that I know there will be coming a time where I'm going to have to sit, stand, be in His presence, and give an account. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And you know what? You can say all you want. You can deny it. You can say whatever you want. The bottom line is this. You say whatever you want. But there will come a time where the Bible says every knee shall bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't know how He's going to do all that. I don't know. And it's not for me to know. But I know He said it. So first of all, before we go any further, I want to make sure you understand that there is an eternity with the Lord. And there is an eternity forever without Him. It is your choice. I'm not going to twist your arm. I'm not going to demand. I'm not going to tell you any more than that. But I will tell you this. Because you've heard it right now, you will live a very restless life until you settle up with the Lord. And I hope you are so restless today that you can't think, you can't sleep, and you're mad at me because Lynn said, and now I'm restless. You need to get right with the Lord. So then you tell me, okay, I get this. There's this book called the Bible. What do I do with it? Where do I start? Well, you talk to many different people, and they're going to tell you, a lot of people say, start with the book of John. It's a good place to start. I've heard people say, start in the book of Psalms. Great place to start. How about Proverbs? That's a another good place. How about just start from the beginning of the book of Genesis? Well, that's a good place to start too. I don't know that there is a bad place to start. It's the Word of God. No matter what, the Word of God has something to tell you. Now, if you're a new believer, I would definitely say maybe start with something like the book of John, because there are some books in the Bible that, you know, historically who begat who and things like that. It's too hard to understand until you know the basics, but that's called, you know, basic Bible 101. But if you never opened a Bible, open it to the Old Testament, thumb through it. Open it to the New Testament, thumb through it. You don't know how to find a book in the Bible? Let's see if this has it in here. Hang on with me, okay? And if you're a seasoned Christian, maybe some of these things would help you show someone else. There's a table of contents right here in the very beginning. There's the Old Testament and there's the New Testament. And you can find the name of the book of the Bible and it'll tell you which page to go to. And there you go. Some of the Bibles, I borrow this one from someone when I'm here recording. But my Bible, I remember when I was a kid, my Bible had maps in the back. And when I used to get bored at church, I'd pull out the maps. I loved looking at the maps. I loved to see where Jesus walked. Some of the Bibles have a mini concordance in the back, so you can look up a name or a word, and it'll give you the reference. One of the best books that I've ever gotten, and I've gotten it as a gift from a few people, and this was from my sister, Allison. And it's the Bible Promise book. Now, there is no book that will ever replace the Bible, ever. But there are books that can help you. But sometimes, you know, I'm just in a pickle. I'm just, let me find one I can easily show you. Maybe I'm struggling today and I'm very prideful. And I know it. And God is just telling me, Lynn, you got to get over it. Well, you can, in this book, you can look up certain words. Here's the word pride, and it has several verses. It's just the Bible verse. That's all it is. It's the Bible verse to do with pride. Pride goes before destruction. Ooh. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18, and it continues. Let's see something else. I'm struggling with money today. There's the word money, and there's lots of verses in here all about money. Ah, lying. Maybe you're addicted to lying. There you go. Look up lying. There's verses about lying. Now, I've seen these Bible promise books, and they might give promises about maybe a certain topic. This one's a little bit more general. Gossip. What else? Forgiveness. So this book, a simple little book. This is in my, and if you did not see that, I talked about your Bible tool bag, that things that you would have as a Christian. This is one of the books that I carry in my toolbox. I have a little bag that I keep my concordance in and my Bible in and things like this. Bible helps, I like to call them. Things that, you know, I'm just really struggling on hope or let's see if it has a listing. Oh, here we go. It has things on anger, belief, charity, children, children's duties, comfort, contentment, correction, courage, death, enemies, eternal life, faith, faithfulness, fear, forgiveness, gossip, grace, guidance, guilt, hospitality, humility, jealousy, joy, laziness, and it goes on and on. That's in here. You can look up that topic. You can look up these verses. Go back to scripture. Read the verses before it. Read the verses after it. Get a concordance. Look that up. See what verses all fit throughout the Bible. And all of a sudden, you've got a study going on that particular topic that God needs to do some work in your life about. Get excited about the Bible. The Bible has the answers. God is already in the solution. God is in the Word of God. That is where we go and we can study and God can teach us through His Word. You go to church, you hear a pastor. He can share with the, you know, what God has laid on his heart. But you know what? The pastor, myself included, anyone that teaches the Bible, are imperfect people. We might get it wrong. We might misquote. So anytime you hear something, you need to go back to the Bible yourself and research it and study it and pray over it and ask the Lord to reveal truth to you. My perspective might be from this direction. Your perspective might be from that direction. But God is the only one that has the answers. And those answers are in His Word. And you study His Word, and then you pray, then you sit quietly, and you hear God's whisper. There you go. I'd like to see you start using the Bible. I've told you how you can use it, what you can use it for, what it includes. Go for it. Leave me a comment below. I would love to hear from you. Don't forget, new series will be starting on the book of Psalms. 23rd chapter. We're going to be going through it together. See you next week, same time, same place.